Thank you, Philip. Hello, everybody. How are we doing?
Good.
Thank you. All right. Just wanted to say this is absolutely nerve-wracking speaking to all y'all. All right. I'm going to do my best. Okay. But I'm extremely happy to be in this position and to speak to y'all about God's Word and what He has shown me. Now, I am not as good as Nathan, Philip, or Mr. Jimmy that has preached recently. I'm still new in this. What? All right, not recording mine. Oh, it is? Okay. Alrighty. But just with that said, bear with me. Give me some grace. But today we'll be in Psalms 24. If you have your Bibles, please turn there. I'm sorry I don't have any papers to show you, but alrighty. Getting into it. Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For He founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in His holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. They will receive a blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek Him, who seek Your face, God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, you gates be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is He? This King of glory, the Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. All right. Awesome couple of verses. Just to give you some context of where this word comes from today. If y'all have your Bibles, turn to 2 Samuel chapter 6. That is some context of David is bringing in the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem at this point. And we're going to go over kind of the verses here in the Old Testament view. And then we're going to go over the verses in a New Testament view and what that means for us, our application in our daily lives today. All right, so the title of this is Seeking the Presence of God. All right, what we can do to seek His presence and what they did to seek His presence in the Old Testament. All right, David was bringing in the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. He was bringing in the presence of God into the city so that people could worship God and also be in His presence. Now, they had to keep the law by the strength that God gave them. As long as they obeyed God, they would receive blessings from the Lord. All right. So verses 1 and 2, this is acknowledging that the earth is the Lord's and everything that we do in here is His. All right. Verses 3 through 6 is what they needed to do to receive salvation and God's promises. And then verses 7 and 10 is them praising Him. Praising Him for coming into their city and being in His presence. But we agree with David that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. But what changes for us in this age is verses 3 through 6. Because we ask in verse 3, who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, and who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. None of us have clean hands or a pure heart. The only reason we can have clean hands or a pure heart is through Jesus. Now, Jesus has come, all right? He has died for our sins, and He defeated death, all right? He has stood in the holy place, all right? Let me turn here. Now, the only reason we can receive these blessings that they talk about in verse 5 is through Him, all right? For what He did on us. Did for us, dying on the cross, taking our sins onto Him and dying and then resurrecting 3 days later. After that, He gave us the Holy Spirit. He allowed us to have His home in us. All right? Now, these people back in the day, they had to go to a place where the Ark of the Covenant was. They had to seek Him, walk, and travel many miles to see this. We don't have to do that at all. All we do is accept Jesus. All right? They seeked Him with a passion that we should be seeking Him nowadays, even more. All right? Because we have Him inside of us if you have accepted Jesus. And that's kind of what I'm talking about here today, is we should be seeking Him more than ever, His presence in everything that we do nowadays. Now, got a little bit ahead of myself here. Now, they called Him the King of Glory, telling us to lift up your heads and acknowledge the God that is before you, and acknowledge and receive that God has saved you. All right? But for Him to be in us, humans, oftentimes, this is not enough for us. We like to make idols out of things, of worldly possessions. All right? Idols that cannot save us. Some of these idols would be power, relationships, and a big one for me is money. Speaking from my own experience, money has been a massive idol for me. Now, John Calvin has a good quote. It says, "The human heart is a perpetual idol factory." Why I say this is, if we're going to be seeking God and seeking to please Him, is we will be serving and talking to people, telling them about Christ, but we can't let us serving become an idol. Does that make sense? Just doing it for our glory. It is for His glory when we seek to serve Him. And, well, how do we get rid of these idols? We pray. We take a look at our heart posture, where it is, and what we're doing to not let these things become idols in our lives where we take the glory. We pray. We talk to trusted people in our church, ask for their help, and we really meditate upon God's word, look at what He has told us to do and what He tells us to do when these things occur. Now, I say money is a big one for me. That has been one of my biggest idols in my life. And how I stop letting it become an idol in my life is generosity, giving to people that are in need, giving to people, my friends, whenever they need help, giving them, talking to God about what should I do with this money, how do I use it for His glory. And I think that's what we need to hear. What can we do for Him? And not to make ourselves look good, but how can we make Him look good? How can we share His glory with the people around us? Because He is the King of Glory. We should be praising Him every single day that we are on this earth, with every opportunity that comes by, no matter how nerve-wracking it is, we should be praising Him. So that's really what I wanted to say, is aim to be in His presence and show people His glory. So, and that's really all I have. So, very sorry this was short, but we'll get to food. I know everybody loves food. That's all I got. I didn't want to speak for too long. So, all right, we'll end in prayer. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for everybody that is here. Lord, I thank You for You being who You are. just allowing me to talk to people about you, what you've done in my life. Lord, you are just so awesome. It's so glorious. Just thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for the people that are here. Thank you for this food that we're about to eat. And just forgive us of all of our sins. Allow us to take this into our lives, to seek your presence in everything that we do. And allow us to just show your light and your glory to the people around us so that more people would be brought to you, and that more people would be brought into your kingdom. In your precious name we pray. Amen.